Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. Obedience is a two-edged sword. Isn't it amazing that Paul didn't ask us to take up the armor of God? What would you say about obedience being a prerequisite to going to heaven? Obedience to God involves the rejection of neutrality. The neutrality of not using the tools he gives us. The neutrality of not studying his word and resting on once saved, always saved. The neutrality of people not being able to see that you're a Christian. Selling out is being disobedient to Christ and his plan for your life. Neutrality is like being lukewarm. We are either growing or dying. I believe by this you're growing, but that means continuing to come out of your comfort zone to really hear what the Spirit of God is saying to us. This is not a casual discussion to take it or leave it. God warns us of what will happen without the armor. Hebrews 11:7 says, "By faith Noah, being warned by God about the things not yet seen, in reverence, obedience, prepared an ark for the salvation of his household, by which he condemned the world, and became an heir of the righteousness which is according to faith." The hard lesson from Noah gets to the grittiness of a stark reality depicted in both covenants. Some will not be saved. Faith is more than a spiritual exercise. It is the vitality of obedience that prepares us for the day of God's judgment. Noah was a child, born with a destiny, just like you. But this is not why God warned him. God warned him because Noah walked with God, Genesis 6:9. God is a good friend. He doesn't keep from sharing his secrets with those who walk with him. God warned Noah by sharing with him what he saw, the corruption of the world, and what he was going to do about it. Flood the entire earth. He let Noah, who could only see with his two eyes, see what God saw in the unseen. This warning is privileged to one who is seeking to know the unseen God. What has he been warning you about? When you read Ephesians 6, what does he reveal to you about spiritual armor? When was the last time you read it? About hearing what God is telling you in his word about the protection and the fight that is supposed to be in you. He is sharing secrets with you from his living word as one who, like Noah, walks with God. You may be more of a youngster walking with him, but if you will continue to press in and be obedient, he will grow you up by his Holy Spirit. Are you hearing and seeing what God is saying? Obedience to God involves the rejection of neutrality in religion. Do you walk in way too much neutrality? What has to happen for you to serve God and be obedient to the call in your life? Your meditative scripture today is from Hebrews 4:12. "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the things and intentions of the heart." Lord, I refuse from this moment forward to not be neutral anymore. I want to walk with you and hear your living voice in Scripture. Open my eyes further. Lead me out of my comfort zone so I might know you more and more. In Jesus' name, I pray you make it a Jesus-filled day.